following production of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
The following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
Newton in the pocket, pressured, and hit, and down he goes!
Von Miller!
He is devoured on the plate!
Von Miller!
Von Miller!
That's super defense!
The Denver Broncos are world champions.
Who cares?
It'll be interesting to see how Peyton handles this.
I'm going
to
drink a lot of Budweiser tonight.
What's the score?
Give me an F. Give me a C plus. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby.
Romo's got a run out and is hit in the back. Oh, he's hurt. He got bent in half, and Tony Romo's hurt.
Well, what do you think?
We'll go balls out with this.
We don't have time for all that.
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
I only can control what I can control. I don't even, you know, control what I can control. I mean, there's not much I can control. It's out of my control now.
We have reason to believe that control may have been infiltrated.
Football's become soft. Football's become soft like our country has become soft.
Dad, I don't know what the hell catch is anymore. I mean, it's ridiculous.
T to the I to the LL to the Y to the ARD. What up, bitch? It's Tilliard here.
He's going to stick his knuckle in your asshole.
You like that?
That's gay.
Representing.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Duh.
My God, we already heard the football.
Take that, mother.
And now, here's John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
Everything I am is an illusion. Everything I am.
Wentz takes the snap. He's back. He's looking. He gets out of harm's way. He's pumping. He is floating it, and it is complete at the 50, the 45. He's on his feet at the 30, the 20. Cuts back at the 10, the 5. He is in. Darren Sproles. Darren Sproles.
They're going to shake hands with the Eagles and head back to Pittsburgh. A very demoralized team. How can they not be? This wasn't a win. This was a rout. This was a full-fledged rout.
John, this was the team in the division that we didn't think we had to worry about.
I laughed at them.
I laughed at them, Tom.
John, what is going... Look, I you know, as impressed as I have been about my very own Cowboys Dak Prescott rookie quarterback, Carson Wentz, holy shit.
Dude looks like he's been in the league about 7 or 8 years.
Oh,
he?
My God. Why is this happening now?
I don't know. The whole world's upside down, Tom. Everything's gone gay.
Okay. Now, Eagles fans, you should be going damn right. Damn right.
Yeah.
And this, you're getting props from John and I right now.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Bullshit. You have to give them, dude. That was an old-fashioned ass whooping. They put on the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That was a whooping.
Dude, there was no luck involved. There was no comeback needed. They beat their ass. I saw every bit of that game.
Yep.
I mean, just wow. It was impressive.
When was the last time you saw the Steelers held to that no touchdown?
I couldn't even tell you.
I can't either. And I'm telling you, that's the thing that impresses me the most. Wentz, in week two was the first time I really got a chance to watch him, and I was very impressed with him then. I thought then he looked a lot like Ben Roethlisberger until he played Ben Roethlisberger and kicked the shit out of him. Jesus Christ, I'm serious, man. I can't sleep because of this guy.
However, I will say this.
When I say I'm not giving props, here's why. Because the last super-duper hotshot rookie that came through the division and won it in a fucking whirlwind, where is he now? Oh, he's on injured reserve in Cleveland. So we've seen this story before.
Well, that doesn't change anything, you know what? But that year he won the division.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And you know what? I'll give credit to the Eagles. And the reason why I'm going to give credit to the Eagles is because I thought Doug Peterson was a joke. Okay, and he's turned out to not be a joke for the first three games. But when you beat the Steelers that bad, like I said, man, I can't remember the last time that they didn't score a touchdown. I can't fucking remember it. So. The offense is cooking. Wentz looks like he's comfortable in what he's doing. And the defense can shut out the goddamn Pittsburgh freaking Steelers. Fuck those fucking Eagles, Tom! Fuck you, Eagles. Fuck you. Anyway, Yeah, props to them, I suppose.
Doug fucking Peterson!
Well, what does he have to say now? I mean, let's think about this. This was back in January when the Eagles hired Doug Peterson and Hugh Jackson.
He might still be right.
Hugh Jackson went to the Browns. Remember that?
Cleveland, yep. My nigga. The fucking Browns.
Yes. Eat That Pussy was all upset.
Oh, how the, what the fuck? Doug fucking Peterson.
I want to know what he's saying now. We got to find that out this next week.
We did. He put a video out. Did you see it?
Oh, no, I didn't. I was
oh, my God, dude. You really don't want to see it. I'm glad you haven't seen it. It's like two girls, one cup. Once you see it, you're done. He fucking twerks. He takes his pants off.
He
takes his shirt off right in front of the goddamn camera, and his boob. It looks like a seven. It looks like one of Edna Plumpkin's titties. It's just flopping down there, hanging way over. Although she's got much more better definition in her abdomen, I'll tell you that. Dude, seriously, you. it's like a deflated. What are those things? The overland balloons, the big freaking hot air balloons. You know, when they deflate them and they're laying all out across the field, that's like what's hanging off of his chest.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
And he twerks. However,
no!
I will say this. Yes, he does. He turns his ass around and he twerks. The best thing is that the camera is placed just a little bit too high, so we really don't get to see much. It kind of looks like an earthquake, you know, like from way off in the distance, these giant undulating hills.
All right. Enough praise. Enough of that praise.
F the Eagles. Even though I did pick up Darren Sproles this week, because I am still desperately searching for a running back.
Real quick, I wanted to mention our contest, the Eliminator Challenge, and the Pigskin Pick'em over on ESPN's website. By the way, I'm Tom. He's John. It's Bang Radio Hour number 278.
Wow! And thanks to Joe Sturr for setting those games up for us.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, who's been with us since show number one,
right? Oh, man.
And before.
I was listening to show number 115 this week, right?
Wow. Jesus Christ. Wow.
This was 2008, New Year's Eve, going into 2009. And when we played audio from Dick Clark from that New Year's Eve, and we played What Did Dick Say? Dude, I'm telling my face hurt. I was laughing so hard all over again.
Man, that's a great game that'll never be played again. And those of you that are new to us, Tom is bringing up something that you should absolutely go listen to, because this is part of what made us the worldwide legends that we are. You don't even know the fun of What Did Dick Say.
Oh, my God. It was
my favorite goddamn bit every year when we'd have New Year's Eve and Tom would bring in the audio of the New Year's Rockin' Eve with Dick Clark, and I'd have to guess what he said.
And then, you know, he always messed up the countdown, you know?
Yeah, well, you always would make me play this game at the end of the show after I've had, like, six beers.
All right, anyway, I didn't want to get that sidetracked, but anyway, yeah, go listen to show 115, really fun. 2008, you should listen to the entire season. Dude, that was a great season. We had a really great season 2008.
Absolutely.
Anyway... So I'm looking at the Eliminator Challenge, and there are five of us tied for first. Notice I said us, along with me.
Oh, I've lost one.
Yeah, we've got Bear Man. Pull your pants up around your waist.
Ray Lewis is in the league. I'm calling it, Tom. Ray Lewis is a listener.
Right.
Pull your pants up around your waist.
Yeah.
There he is. He's winning the Eliminator Challenge.
Always, always at the top of every contest we have, the great Corn Julio.
I think that's Yisman. Is that Yisman? Yisman, if that's you, man, holler out.
And we are ready for the football.
Wouldn't that be great if it was him?
But anyway, some of the other names are really good. We've got Cronell's Hershey Kiss Nips.
Oh my God.
That's just disgusting.
I'm sorry. Those are blueberry pancake nips. There's no fucking way those are Hershey Kiss Nips. He's got Hershey Kisses in his underwear when he goes home at night.
The Farting Kardashians.
The Fardashians. Just Fardashians. Go ahead and simplify. You know, let's simplify.
Super Bowl participant.
He was just going home, Tom. That's what I understand.
Right. Reasonable Jim Harbaugh.
That's me. Reasonable
Jim
Harbaugh.
Oh, that's you.
Me.
That's hilarious.
That's me. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, smorgasbord nine's back. Blaine is a real American. Oh.
Ah!
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. He's going to win this weekend.
And then in the pick'em, of course, there's Great Cornholio at the top. Diva Lover 159. What?
Good grief, really? No, that can't.
Sanchez's brown star, the autumn wind rises, Trump's hair. Oh, what else is good?
At least it's
here?
Doing something that's worthwhile.
Romo's Doane's pill bottle.
His Doane's pill bottle. All right, there's somebody that's fucking old. Doane's pills. Oh, my God. I can remember those ads with that pharmacist with the freaking horn-rimmed glasses. Here you go, Mr. Johnson. These are muscle relaxers. They'll make you feel like you're all fucked up.
All right, who's using the Washington Negroes?
That's probably Eric Thut, who's trying to get under my skin by making all sorts of politically correct statements. The problem with Eric Thut is that his team is the Raiders. And while I was just now saying this about Eric Thut, I just completed two passes on those sorry passes.
Then, maybe that's not him. Maybe this is him. It's this team name is You Know Nothing, John.
No, that's not him. No, he'd rather attack passively aggressively. No, that's not Eric.
Oh, here's the McNabb line. I'd be just going home.
He'd be just going home. However, the person that says I know nothing is probably very close to the truth.
The MF dams. Oh God, I miss Tar Heel.
If you went and found him now, you'd probably you might have a good laugh.
All right, coming up, Rex Ryan versus Julian Edelman. Mike Ditka versus Malcolm Jenkins, the New Orleans media versus a Saints fan, the Giants versus a true New Yorker, and Odell versus the kicking net. That is all on the way.
Sounds like a very adversarial show, Tom.
Once again, I'm going to make you wait until the second half to talk about your Redskins, and that's only because we're going to talk about them a great deal and that game, because so many games went on within that game.
Dude, that game was great. I mean, after I finished watching it, I realized just how much shit went on. Anyway, we'll talk about it later.
It was, I know. Yeah, it was amazing. It really was.
Amazing.
How about this one?
Cam Newton needs to find a white flag and just wave it so this whole thing ends. There will be no dabbing today. Ladies and gentlemen, your Minnesota Vikings are undefeated at 3-0, having defeated the Carolina Panthers 22-10.
What was the, because you have the Vikings defense in our fantasy football league, what was the nickname you said you, wait a minute, I've got.
I don't remember what I said that they were. I was drunk with power when I said it.
Hold on, you texted it to me. Oh, my God, you destroyed my undefeated wife last week with high score of the week. I mean,
I got almost 700 points from my defense and my kicker.
That was ridiculous what your defense did.
Oh, no, it's not. They keep doing it, man. They do it every week.
Oh, what was this? You said Bills meeting with Tom Coughlin. The Colonel may be back. Was that?
Yes, the Bills are meeting with Tom Coughlin. I have to investigate a little bit further about that. But if they bring him on as some kind of a... Maybe he'll be an advisor or something.
Oh, God.
And then the Canadians could bitch because they don't want him that close to the border.
You could keep having him say, kill them all.
They are messing on the Canadian border, north of Buffalo.
All right. Intrusion of reality. That's
that
what
was
it
last
was.
Week's show.
Yeah. No, that's what you named. Yeah. You titled the show. You said I titled the show Intrusion of Reality because we had the, we got a little heavy there in the first half and it was reality that was surrounding our NFL. But then you said, which is also what I've named my Vikings defense.
That's right.
And
that's right, baby.
I said that to Heather, and I believe there was a couple of middle fingers or something. I told her that. You know. Yeah.
What can I say?
Man, the Panthers, dude. I don't know if I blame the Panthers. I just think that defense is that good.
It is that good. And the Vikings defense is that good, but you also got to hand it to their offense because they're putting them enough points to win the games. And it's not like they're getting by 13-10 or anything like that.
Wait a minute. It is only three games.
No, I get it.
Actually,
I get that completely.
And actually, well, no, I'm not talking about the team or the defense. The fact I know how good they are. But right now, Sam Bradford is upright.
Right. Right. If he remains there, he can play. They're doing this even before Adrian Peterson got hurt. He wasn't doing dick.
No, he did. He had 30 yards and then, what, 18 mm-hmm. yards or whatever. Yeah, I know. No, he hadn't.
Right. Right. Now, my question is, what's wrong with the Panthers? Because you can talk all you want about the Vikings defense, but the Panthers have now, you know, they've been getting smacked around a little bit up on the offensive line. Cam's
okay.
been getting cracked.
Okay, and they were smacked around by Denver and Minnesota, mm-hmm. which may be the two best defenses in the league.
I don't buy that excuse if you're the NFC champions. Sorry.
Well,
you've got to be a better representative than that.
But look what happened to the NFC champions in the Super Bowl against Denver.
Well, yeah, I get that, but that was last year.
Well, but that defense is there, and Minnesota's defense is even better. I mean, Minnesota's defense was good last year, and this is just way too much analysis. What other game you want to talk about?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't want that to get all that serious. I just like my Vikings defense doing so well for me in fantasy football. Hey, who's going to the London game? We got a lot of Englanders out there. I know we have a lot of UK residents.
We got Indianapolis and Jacksonville, and by the way, John, just want to give you a reminder. I was going to send a post out to the league, and I thought, well, why'd I do that? They should pay attention themselves. But you all tell. That game.
The 9:30 in the morning.
Yes.
Yes, I knew that.
Okay.
Hey, everybody, he's got to tell John. He's got to tell John because, you know, John's not paying attention. Anyway, if anybody goes, please make us a recording on your phone.
That's what I get for trying to be nice.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Tom. I prefer a birthday present.
What?
Please, if you're going to the London game, all right, make us a recording on your phone or give us a shout at the game. Get everybody in your section. Fire up your section, goddammit, and get them to say Bang Radio Hour or something. Look, Tilliard went to an NFL game and the Olympics and didn't do either one of them, and he's the show mascot.
He was at the – well, no, wait a minute. I thought, wow, when I was listening to show 115, we were looking for a new show mascot.
Well, we were, so we've been looking for a long time. I think we were looking for him at that time because of something, some other transgression that he did. Honestly, when I look back on the tenure, John Tilliard, as far as show mascots go, really kind of dropped the ball a lot. So if anybody's going to the game this week, you know, get your phone out, take a selfie video of everybody in your section saying, hey, Bang Radio Hour or something stupid shit like that. Say, banging the other guy. Because come to think of it, really, you know, I can't blame Tilliard too much because Tom went to the frickin' Cowboys Stadium, went in and saw where Jerry gets his blowjobs and could have dropped like a memory stick with 5 or 6 episodes on it. But, you know.
T to the I to the LL to the Y to the ARD. What up, bitch? It's Tilliard here.
So, do you want to rescind your pick of the Texans in the AFC title game? Because, you know, that day that my twin brother was on the show, who sounds just like me, and picked the Texans to be in the AFC title game, I don't think I'd have done that.
And the Steelers.
The Steelers, I will forgive getting beaten by the mighty Carson Wentz.
Okay. Right? Okay.
Everybody's allowed to stumble. But you don't get shut out by a rookie quarterback. I don't care if it's Bill Belichick or not. If you've got aspirations of an AFC title game with clearly Tom and that guy who sounds just like me thought, then, you know, you can't get shut out on the road in New England because you're going to have to probably go through there to get to that title game.
Right.
So, no, I don't believe in them anymore. Now that J.J. Watt's out, forget it. They're done.
Yeah, I can't believe that, man. Already, he's gone.
No, there's a lot of people. The Vikings, for God's sakes, they're freaking walking emergency room. They've got a MASH unit following them around. Of course, you know, what's going to happen is that the inevitable will happen. Sam Bradford will get hurt, and Hawkeye will be like, this guy's got to get in the ER right now. Right.
Right. Oh, and I didn't really read all the details. I know I got, you know, the couple paragraphs of the story. What in the hell is wrong with Josh in Cleveland? This guy, I don't understand.
He's hooked on the weed.
I really don't get it, man.
I bet you I'm going to make a bold proclamation, right? Because the only thing that we know that he's been in the program for is weed, right?
Yeah.
All right. I bet you that he is one of these guys that's stuck on pain pills and has now gotten himself an addiction to Suboxone or Oxycontin.
We know he got popped for weed. We know he was testing positive for weed.
because they're not going to tell you that he's tested positive for heroin.
He hasn't been hurt enough to have a pill addiction.
maybe not in terms of long-term injuries, but the NFL hurts. You know, all of them. Tim Brown never took – did Tim Brown ever take any serious injuries that I know of?
I don't think so.
I never
– but I know. So hey, look, we know Brett Favre went to rehab for Vicodin. We know it happened to other players. I mean, it's a real problem in this country even for just people.
Yeah, we talked about that last week. And by the way, I don't want to make it sound like Tim Brown has any kind of heroin addiction because he doesn't.
That's what you said. Everybody heard you say it, John. It's too late. It's too late.
Oh, my God. It's America. I can pull the Trump. I didn't say that, Tom. Not at all.
All right. Here's something for you. Let's go.
That's what I'm telling you. I bet you. Josh Gordon has some sort of an addiction that's way beyond what we've been told because of pain, because of taking hits.
Maybe.
And I don't mean bong hits.
I don't know, but I'm just glad I didn't draft him.
Me too. You'd have been better off drafting Terrell Pryor.
Oh my God, what a beast he's been, man.
Dude, they play the Redskins this weekend. I'm shitting bricks.
I'll bet you are, because you never know if he's going to take a direct snap, if he's actually going to be at quarterback, you know, and even at wide receiver, he'll kill you.
Dude, it's not even that. Isaiah Crowell's running nuts, and this guy Duke Johnson, aside from being a beautiful bottom, he's also a pretty good running back. They're fucking rushing the shit out of the ball, and we can't stop the run.
Duke Johnson. That was the porn name, right? Duke
That's
Johnson.
That's right, Duke Johnson.
All right.
Anyway.
So, here, I want to play Rex Ryan. The secret.
Who has the worst set of false teeth ever.
Right.
Just Google his face. Ryan and click images.
No, he looks like a horse. No question.
Dude, but they're falling out of his mouth half the time.
All right. But, New England. I love, by the way, man, last week, the $100,000 pyramid bit was great. That was fantastic.
I think there's another one coming up.
Yeah. Well, that was great. But, it doesn't matter to Rex Ryan, who's quarterback either.
Look, I can sit back and say, I don't care who plays quarterbacks. I know Brady ain't. I don't care who plays
Brady
quarterback.
Ain't.
Steve Grogan played quarterback.
Rex, what went into
If Belichick's playing quarterback, we're coming after him. Yeah, I promise you that.
And now he's going to imitate Bill Belichick. Rex Ryan imitates Bill Belichick talking, pretending he's being asked about the injury report.
All right, we're going to start with the injury report. You'll get it on Wednesday. Simple as that. We've got to turn it in.
That's it.
Oh, see, here I thought when you said he was going to imitate Bill Belichick, I thought he was going to win a game.
Well, he thought he
Dude,
was
they
imitating.
Beat the Cardinals, though. I got to hand him that.
So then the media asked Bill Belichick about Rex Ryan doing the imitation.
One thing, obviously, talking about the quarterbacks is a joke, doing an impression of you. Is this all in good fun, or does this ever sort of get to you at all? Do you ever think about this?
Yeah, I'm just focused on getting ready for the Bills. I'm not really that in tune to all that. Sure, that's important to you guys. That's not really anything I spend much time
on. I love that. That is great.
Doesn't mean anything to me at all. Listen, people that I own should be working and not talking.
People are going to get all offended by that joke. But the fact is, Bill Belichick literally owns Rex Ryan.
He owns everybody.
Dude, did you happen to see the picture this week that came out of Tom Brady sunbathing nude?
Oh, I know.
This dude's spending his fucking vacation sunbathing naked in his backyard.
Yeah, and he's also gotten together with Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that. I like Matt Damon, but my computer is set to just say no about Ben Affleck 100%.
Well, they've been friends a long time. They've been in movies together So they're doing this thing, and first off, they're arguing over which one Tom Brady likes better between the two of them.
I like Matt Damon a lot.
Well, and it was
Ben
okay.
Affleck,
look, it was okay, but I felt it was not good enough for this show, so I didn't grab the audio. But I'll tell
I'm
you
glad.
What happened. Yeah, I'll tell you what happened. They just, what they were doing, they were getting everybody's attention by fighting over who, and then Tom Brady walks onto the scene. So now he's in there with them, and they're all talking. And what they're doing is they're doing a charity event where they're raffling off for $10 a ticket. They are raffling off a night out to dinner and shit in Boston with the three of them.
Lobster. Have the lobster.
Right. So you could go out on the town in Boston with Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, and Tom Brady, and here John's going to be going, hey, this is awesome, but Affleck can't come.
Yeah, you, go park the car. Hey, you know what, though? I would like to have some drops from my favorite Ben Affleck movie, which is Smokin' Aces. And oh. You know why that's my favorite Ben Affleck movie? Because they shoot him in like the 11th minute of the goddamn movie. Blam!
That's pretty good.
Dude, he ruined Batman, I'm sorry. So anyway, the best Tom Brady skit ever is the Saturday Night Live sexual harassment skit. If you've never seen that, go Google that. The Tom Brady Saturday Night Live sexual harassment skit is hilarious. Who's playing quarterback for them this week?
For who?
For the Patriots.
Well, I think it sounds like Garoppolo might be ready to play again.
That's what the mastermind would like you to think.
Well, and it also sounds like the other kid, what's his name, who played last game?
I'm going to have my Aunt Tilly come out there.
Yeah, Bassett?
It doesn't fucking matter. My defense can shut you out. This is Rex Ryan, for God's sakes. You know who? When I have a carriage and there's a horse in front of it, I call it Rex Ryan.
Okay, well, Bill, who started at quarterback in the last game?
What the hell was his name?
Is it Bassett?
Yeah, it was Bissett or something
Bissett.
Like that.
Bissett. Okay.
Brissett.
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 Something
We're
like
just going to go with that. Blister.
All right, well, anyway, it's Bills Patriots week, and I would imagine that the Bills might get, you know, I don't know, 3 or 6 points. Who knows?
Dude, they kicked the shit out of the Cardinals last week. I was shocked.
They did, but now they're going to play the Patriots.
Yeah, I know. And Bill Belichick, not only does he own Rex Ryan, but he's got his number, and he calls him at 3 a.m. Hey, asshole, I'm going to kick your ass.
Well, listen, this is funny. Rex Ryan sneaks into a press it's a conference call.
Right. Yeah, the press call.
Yeah, well, there's a conference call going on with the media and Julian Edelman, and Rex Ryan sneaks in and pretends to be a reporter and asks Julian a question.
Julian, this is Walt Podolsky from the Buffalo
News. Walt Podolsky from the Buffalo News.
All right, just because I'm old and I know my shit, Walt Podolsky, if I know my shit correctly, he played tackle for the Bills back in like 1974. Am I right?
Yes.
Maybe.
I don't know if that's the year.
All right, I don't know if that's the year either, but he did. He played offensive line for the Bills, right?
All right, so here, let me start again.
Julian, this is Walt Podolsky from the Buffalo News. Are you playing quarterback this week?
Huh?
Are you playing quarterback this week?
Well, I'm going to do whatever the coach is asking me to do. So, you know, if they ask me to go out and give a glass of water to, you know, someone on the sideline, I'm going to do that with a smile on my face to help our team win. So you can ask Coach that one.
All right, Julian, I will, buddy.
What a lame answer. What a lame-ass answer.
Let me tell you two things. Number one, Walt Podolsky was a defensive lineman. My fault. Sorry about that. And number two, if he says anything other than that, Bill Belichick is standing behind him with a fucking bullwhip. God damn it. I told you what to fucking say. You don't say a goddamn thing. You'll keep it in the family.
All right. And then Bill Belichick was asked if he was going to watch the debate.
Tonight the debate is on. Do you get to watch that, or is that just time that's not in your budget?
I don't know. I'll sit there and watch it. I might listen to some of it. Sure, it'll be entertaining.
Sure, it'll be entertaining. Oh, it was unbelievable. Did you watch any of it?
It was like watching his game against the Texans the week before. It was a complete smokeroo.
Was it?
Was somebody belonged there and the other one didn't. That's the way it looked to me.
You know, he was a nutcase, and she fed me the same old tired shit that I hear every single campaign, and it was all rehearsed, and he had no rehearsal at all. He just let it rip. And
Lester, if you don't mind, Lester, would you shut the fuck up? I'm trying to interrupt here. He was completely unfair all night, Tom. Did you know that?
They both did their share of interrupting. But, you know, and that was the thing. When they got going back and forth, like about 20, 25 minutes into the debate, they were ignoring Lester Holt. the moderator, right. And they
well,
were they were just
why wouldn't you?
I know, and they were just going back and forth, but they weren't talking over each other. The one would talk, and the next one talking, the other, and they were just ignoring him. And he kept saying, "Okay, well, that's great. We got to move on to the next." And I'm sitting there telling my wife, "No, shut up, Lester. Just let him go, because this is what a debate is. This is what I want to see. Because when they get passionate and fired up, and they're going back and forth, that's when you see the real them. That's when more honesty will come out than at any other time you're going to hear from them. So just let them go off." You know what I mean?
See, that's when I turned on the Falcons and the Saints for the same exact reason. Watch Matt Ryan and Drew Brees shoot it out. You know, I ain't going to get into it. That's all I mean. I ain't going to get into it. It's not that I'm necessarily like, oh, you know, Hillary Clinton deserves her shot and she's a great freaking candidate for president or anything like that. But that motherfucker right there would possibly put a bullet through the United States' head. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I don't know. That's a different show than ours, though. So let's move on.
It is a different show than ours. And those people that believe other than what I just said, they've just turned us off. So I expect a lot of unsubscriptions this week.
I will say this, and I think I say it every election. I say it probably every year. If you have like real honest faith in either one of these yahoos trying to make your life better, like you think they care about you and want your life to be so good and they're going to do everything they can, you are sadly mistaken. Neither one of them gives two shits about anybody, John.
What? I'm completely disillusioned here, Tom. Donald Hairdo just told me 2 days ago that I have like 5 weeks to get everything I ever dreamed of.
Really?
Yeah, that's what he said the other day. I have... If this is now is the time for I can get everything I ever dreamed of in 5 weeks, which is pretty cool because there's a lot of you Hollywood actresses that are being given blowjobs pretty soon.
Oh, really?
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 Yeah. Look, just promise me fucking ice cream. I don't care. Whatever.
It's all bullshit, man.
It's all bullshit. And the fact of the matter is this internet's going to kill it all anyway. Just hope it doesn't kill enough of us first. Yeah. And thankfully, we have a gigantic international show where we can tell people what's really going on in this country.
Right.
That's right. What's really going on in this country is Kirk Cousins is about to get off on a Super Bowl run like nobody's ever seen before.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Here we go. All right. Not time yet.
What?
Not right. Time yet. First, I gotta let Jerry Jones tell you about his Thanksgiving experience hanging out with Beyonce and Jay-Z.
We had two great times with her when they came to Texas Stadium on Thanksgiving Day. As a matter of fact, they were planning to perform, and it was so cold you couldn't stand it out there on Thanksgiving Day. And I got them all coats from Neiman Marcus. And to this day, one of the things that we kind of smile about are those jackets that we got them so that they could go out there and do a good job at Thanksgiving Day halftime. Boy, I'm telling you, she's phenomenal.
She's got an ass, Tom, that looks like two big blueberry muffins all put together. It's amazing. Like two giant overstuffed chocolate donuts. It's incredible. He offered me to her. He said, "Hey, why don't you, Jerry Jones, take Beyonce into your private blowjob toilet there in your booth?"
Stop.
But you know what? For as many times as I gave old Beyonce the anal, it ain't nowhere near as good as watching Dak Prescott carve up a defense.
Y'all got the 49ers this week.
Yep. We should win, right? Even without Dez, we ain't going to have Dez. No Dez Bryant, man. He's got a fractured bone in his knee.
He hasn't thrown an interception yet, and I believe Carson Wentz hasn't thrown an interception yet, and I believe that because the NFL now is covered by a million bloggers, there's a statistic for everything, that this is the farthest we've ever been into a season with two rookie quarterbacks that have started both games as far as they've been without throwing an interception. Yeah, exactly. Of course, the Eagles fans are going, "That's right, bitch! Fucking A!" Anyway, I feel bad, though, this week, Tom. I got to tell you, before we go any further, I got to tell you, I really feel bad.
Why?
Jeff Fisher. This dude's been working his whole career.
L.A. Rams got two wins already?
Hey, they're in first place. If you look at the standings on NFL.com, which I'm sure they're doing just as a propaganda move, they're in first place.
Well, they beat the Seahawks.
Dude, they beat the Seahawks with zero touchdowns. They didn't even score a touchdown. They beat the Seahawks.
9-3, right?
9-3. Yeah. They beat the Seahawks.
Week two, right. Yeah.
The team is trying to help him get the record that he so sorely desires.
Okay.
To be the losingest coach of all time. He's 9 wins away from Dan Reeves, to surpassing Dan Reeves as the number one losingest coach of all time.
Might not happen this year, man.
He'd have to come back for one more year. He'd have to, because that's a record that will never be broken.
And I guarantee, if he's above 500, he'll be back next year.
Above 500, you've got to give it to him for the record. You've got to give him at least 3 games to lose one next year, assuming they win, 8-8 this year. You've got to give it to him, right? Because, nobody's ever going to last long enough to lose this many games again. He's going to be up there forever. He's immortal. He's never going in the Hall of Fame. This is the best he can get.
All right. So, here, wait a minute. Jerry Jones has more to say, but this is about Jay-Z. Oh.
Beyonce is phenomenal. He, as an individual, is one of the neatest people that I've met. Make no mistake about it, he's the real deal. He's as easy to be around, talk to, as sharp as anybody I've met. I see what she sees in him.
Is that some kind of gay code?
I think he's neat.
He's neat.
He's just super.
He's neat.
He's neato. He's peachy. I tell you something right there. I think he's neat.
Well, I'm not going to sit here and crow about Dallas beating the Bears.
You should.
The Bears are a mess right now.
They're I'd say they are seriously in the running for number one pick of the draft next year.
Them and the Browns.
The Browns have an attack. They do. The Bears have nothing. The Browns have an attack.
They do.
They have a defense that gets run over, but they have an attack.
They do.
And they got a lot of rookies, and they got a fuckload of draft picks.
But damn, it was like, oh man, look at this offense. Wait till they add Josh Gordon. Now they're not going to get him.
Look, I'm going to say something stupid.
Uh-oh.
The Browns, I'm serious. What do they got? They've already got like 14 draft picks for next year. This is a team that in 2 years we're going to be thinking about. We're going to be talking about the Browns as the most dangerous team in the NFL.
Oh, no.
Maybe not that far. No. But, I mean, maybe 6-10.
Well, and remember the article? Remember we read the article in the preseason about this is going to be one of the most dangerous offenses in the league?
Dude, they can run the ball. They definitely run the ball.
Well, let's see. We'll see how it goes. But anyway, back to the Bears. Not really about the team, but about Mike Ditka.
Oh, okay.
We haven't heard from Mike Ditka in a while.
Everybody needs to hear from, 80-year-old guys that played in plastic helmets because they always know what's best.
Well, Mike Ditka's upset about the whole protesting, kneeling, Kaepernick kneeling in the flag and all of that. And he's gonna play the classic card here, John.
If you don't like the country, why stay here? You or anybody else? Well, I mean, why the hell would you stay somewhere that you didn't like? You think I would hang out on a street corner that I didn't like? I mean, that doesn't make any sense. So all he's trying to do is create some, and plus he can't do it with his football because he's not a good football player and he's not playing. So, the only thing he can do is with his social commentary right now.
Well, he's not making any commentary right now. And Ditka is so out of touch.
He's 80 or so.
Whatever.
And he played in a plastic helmet. And the fact of the matter is he's sitting there.
Why don't you go to stay anywhere you don't like? You were the coach of the fucking Saints. Shut up.
You coached the Saints. You traded away everything for Ricky Williams and you put on a dress. Or no, he did.
A wig.
A wig. You stood there with a man in a dress and a wig.
Yep.
Shut up. Shut up. And if we want to bring up that stupid-ass video he made back when he was with the Bears with that disco band that he tried to put together, the Grabowskis or something.
The Grabowskis,
like that.
Yeah. I heard we were playing that on a previous podcast.
There you go.
I think it was like 113, actually, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been having a blast listening to those old shows. Anyway, now, he's got more to say, John. Yeah, I love that, but he had to cut, if you don't like it here, then get out of the country. That's what he's, you know, no, that's not how it works.
Isn't the GOP nominee completely hates the country? He should get the fuck out. Everything here sucks, according to him. Get the fuck out. Am I saying anything out of line there?
No, no.
Right. That's what he says. Get the hell out. So.
Don't worry, John. Oh. Nobody has any idea who you're voting for.
You know, it's not even a matter of who I want to vote for. It's that I absolutely could not vote for him. You ever seen that picture of the guy that's at the pit and the Nazi has the gun to his head and there's like 100 dead people at his feet and he's getting ready to die? Yeah, everybody's seen this famous picture. If you haven't, look up, just go Google Holocaust. You'll see it. That's what it's like if you want to make me vote for that guy. You got to put me in that position and I'll go, all right, maybe.
Okay. Do what I do. Just write in Howard Stern.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what you do. All right. So Ditka says this is not the right stage for Kaepernick to do this.
I just really? Don't think when you're a National Football League player that that's the stage you use to show your oppression. If you want to show how much you go for that cause, you make $7 million a year. For not playing football. You're not playing. You're not on the field. Give that money to these people.
Oh, wait.
He did.
I know. But that's like the line, John.
These people.
No, those people.
These people.
Those people.
Yeah. Same thing.
Look, you know what I get tired of? Is people telling me that because somebody does this for a living, they can't have any kind of social conscience? What kind of bullshit is that? This guy makes too much money for him to have any kind of an opinion. Tom.
Right, I know.
What the fuck is that?
Well, I think you know. I don't think that's what he means. I, you know, because we've heard other people talk about the money. It's like, well, how can he sit here and protest the flag in a country that allows him to make $7 million a year?
I don't
agree with it.
What he means is that young punk, goddamn half breed, shut the fuck up.
Oh. Well, that's...
I had to go say it, didn't I?
That's pretty much what I translated Ditka into saying. You know, I thought this guy's a racist.
Well, you know what? Here's the bottom line. When the older generations are dying out, they like to keep their older ways. And the fact of the matter is, back in those days, people stayed in their own spots, and it's not the way it is anymore. And the old people are pissed, and they keep getting more pissed because the media keeps feeding it to them. Hey, here we go again.
Well, Malcolm Jenkins from Philly, he's on Kaepernick's side. He's doing it, and this is what he had to say about what Ditka said.
I would now like to know what his opinion is on all of the things that are going on around the country. It's one thing to yell about what you don't like about what Kaepernick is doing. When you stay quiet about what's happening across this country, one would be left to assume that you think that that's okay.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm not going to make any jokes.
Nope.
We're going to go to break.
No, we're not going to get all serious this week. All right. So the Saints, man, no defense. I mean, Drew Brees, Drew Brees he's only one guy. The dude's phenomenal. He's still, I don't know, how old is he? 40, whatever.
38?
38. I mean, he's out there playing like he's 28, man, and he looks as good as he ever has. After the game, you know, news crew, local news crew outside the stadium. Talking to fans, doing reports, yada, yada, yada. And this reporter happens to get TV bombed by a fan.
Welcome back to Sports. We're live outside the Superdome as the Falcons and the Saints underway in Monday Night Football. About 2 minutes left in this one, and New Orleans scored first.
Sean Payton suck. His play calling suck. And if they don't like it,
it would appear the Saints are headed for an 0-3 start. Could be a danger of missing the playoffs for a third straight year. The LSU fan in you may celebrate a touchdown for Deion Jones. The Falcons lead the Saints 45-32 with 2 minutes left in regulation. For Mike Cianciello, I'm Luke Edwards, live at the Superdome. New Channel 5, your local station for sports.
To be fine. Dude, these are two, and I mean, I'm going to sound really stupid here because, you know, as we all know, the only racism left that's successful in this country is to talk about white guys. But these are the two classic white guys, the little freaking skinny white guy with his top button buttoned up and the fat little pasty-faced, rosy-cheeked white guy doing their post-game report with 2 minutes to go in the game, and this freaking big-ass dude comes swaddling into the goddamn camera. Sean Payton sucks! The little dude's trying to push him out, and he won't stop. It's pretty damn funny.
Yeah, the little reporter, I think 10, 15 years ago, that guy was in college just saying, boom goes the dynamite, right?
Yeah, no shit. That dude was all right, man. That was pretty funny listening to him. And you know, the best thing about him is because he didn't cuss, they didn't cut the tape. They
know,
just let him go.
But if you're watching, you are watching him. You are not watching the reporter.
They get him off camera quick. He gets like two lines out on camera, and all the other stuff is off camera. But when the one fat guy stops talking and he goes, he needs to be fired before they manage to get back to the studio. That's great.
All right. Coming up next, John finally gets to talk about the Redskins and Giants.
Bang Radio.
We now join the $100,000 pyramid already in progress.
Pecans, apples, oranges. Plus,
things that are fruit!
Nuts. Leaves.
Branches. Things that grow on trees!
Knives. Plates. Oven. Refrigerators. Food.
Things you bought in the kitchen!
Gatorade buckets. Cool zone fans. Trainers tape.
Things athletes use!
Pairs of shoes. Headphones. Telephones.
Things young people like!
Clipboard. A helmet. The water boy.
Things on the sidelines that will punch you down back him in the face if he starts up there!
Yes, I think
VOTech. VOTech.
For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
We were the best team in the NFL.
It's great.
We were the best team in the NFL. I don't give a fuck if Tennessee and Pittsburgh were better than us. We were the best team in the NFL. And we fucking did prove it that day. And now we're out of
the complete.
I give a fuck. Because you know what? I won the Super Bowl trophy. We're not going to get it this year.
We went into Pittsburgh
and we fucking beat their asses in Pittsburgh.
We went into Arizona.
Yes, we did. And we fucking beat Arizona to a bloody pulp. And we go in and play and we lose to the fucking Eagles, man. Come on. I give a fuck,
you
man. This team is my life. This team is why I live. And we're fucking.
Shut the fuck up, you motherfucker! It's a fucking game! Fuck! Fuck! Shut up! No. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Don't do that.
Hey, this is Frank Caliendo, along with George W. Bush,
John Ben,
and Al Pacino. And you're listening to John and Tom
on the Bang Radio Hour. Whoa! Oh, I just ate myself.
Manning back to throw. Finds the pocket, and his pass is intercepted as he threw it over the middle. It was picked off by Sua Cravens, who made a diving interception. Intended for Vereen, Manning's second interception of the ball game. And that's going to do it.
There you go, John.
Look, I'm going to tell y'all out there that don't watch the Redskins, Sua Cravens. This is a rookie linebacker made that pick. That dude laid out flat to get that thing. He had a hell of a game. He's had a hell of a three game. Name to remember. It's nice, man. Eli Manning's going to give it to you. The problem with the Redskins, dude, they should have had 50 points in this fucking game. 50 points. I'm not kidding you. They had the ball on the ground three times on like the third play of the game. They smacked Eli Manning in the face so hard. Chris Baker put every one of his 340 pounds right on Eli's nose. Oh, dang, Peyton. I'm having to play this Sunday.
Well, how do you say the linebacker's name again?
Sua. Sua Craven.
Sua Craven, yeah. So after the pick, he throws the interception, right? And I'm yelling, they got to show Eli's face. Put the camera on Eli's face. Put the camera on Eli's face. And they put the camera on Eli's face. You know what I hey, you know what I saw?
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head.
Woo! We were singing. All of us. My wife, my son, we were all singing.
football, you're bound to die.
Oh, it's great. It was great. It was
you
the
know what
classic.
The best part is?
Perfect.
Dude, Tom, I guarantee you that every one of the listeners that are out there right now, they saw the same thing happen when they saw it on their television. I guarantee you, even Yisman, who's a Giants fan. He's either Giants or Jets. I never get it right. Tom Dooley.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Absolutely, man. That game had all kinds of shit in it.
Congratulations.
Well,
that's good.
Like I said.
Good, good, good.
They had a 52-yard punt return, one of those ones where the guy goes from one sideline to the other, gets those big nail-ass blocks. They get 2 yards and kick a field goal. Our best player on offense is our field goal kicker. We get in the red zone. We stink. The Redskins are great once they're 40 yards out. But
yeah, I've noticed that.
Yeah. It's getting to be a problem here. So that's why I'm sweating this Cleveland Browns game. I'll tell you.
Oh, why? That's what you need. The defense sucks, so just score longer touchdowns.
Well, that's the problem. Our defense sucks too. Our defense sucks against the run.
You can't.
It was great that Eli Manning threw a couple interceptions.
Hey, the Dolphins beat the Browns. You got to be able to beat the Browns, man.
I know. That's the problem. You know, oh my God.
Right.
There's so much worry.
All right.
So much
fun. Well, turns out one of the Giants wasn't playing against just the Redskins. He had another opponent in a game.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
He had a good game.
I don't know what this is all about.
He was pissed off because the Redskins made a one-handed interception at the goal line.
No. I know. We're going to get – I know what you're talking about, but I want to play something else that he had to say before that. He was talking about the OBJ rule that has been implemented.
Okay.
All right, listen to this.
They implemented a new rule this year. Basically, I think it was the Odell Beckham Jr. rule. I had 3 personal fouls last year, and they said if you come out, you get 1 personal foul, you get another one for the same thing. And today they came up before the game and said, if you do anything, we're throwing you out the game. And that was before the game. There was no, you get a warning. There was no any of that. So you just got to be on your best behavior. Unfortunately, that's what we've come to. It's not really football anymore as much as it is all the other things that play into it.
It's not even football anymore, he said. Can you believe? Okay, look. He said, they weren't going to give me a warning. Well, it sounds like they gave you your warning. We all saw
they did,
what
before the game.
We all that's what he was talking about. We all saw what happened last year, Odell, and they just wanted to make sure it didn't happen again because it was ugly. What happened last year was stupid. Could have been a lot of unnecessary injuries because you two were fucking acting like a couple of goofballs. So that's all it was. Football has not changed. Your routes are still the same. You're still a Giant. You're still a wide receiver. You're still going to catch a shit ton of passes and yards, and you guys are going to win some games. But come on, man. Woe is me.
Now, here's the thing. Last year wasn't ugly, unless, like, watching Andre Rison fight Deion Sanders was ugly. You know what I'm saying? It's like seeing a couple of girls fighting. Look at him go. And I'm not talking about these boxes that kick my ass.
No, I don't like it, man. I don't like where they were taking cheap shots, man. And
I get it.
I'm not I don't need to see that. That's stupid.
I get it. But really, the rule he's talking about is that these are after the whistle type fouls that can get you ejected from games.
Right.
So that I don't have a problem with. I think if you look it up in the NFL guide, it says directly right there, it's called the punk bitch rule. Don't act like a punk bitch after the play's over, and you got no problem. So he had himself a damn good game the other day.
Yeah,
everybody's going to remember the fact that he got beat up by Annette, but
right.
He had a pretty good game. He had like, what, 130 yards or something like that?
Yeah, sure he did. He did.
Yeah, he had a
no
big
question.
Game. But he didn't score.
No,
so,
that's all right.
You know, and Eli threw some crucial picks that for on some great plays. You got to say that. If you're watching that game, you can't just say, oh, Eli threw one of his usual underthrows. Those were great plays. Dude got a one-handed interception at the goal line, and the other guy got one laid out flat across the open middle.
All right, well, then don't sit there and tell me your defense sucks.
They do suck, but we got some young players that made some plays right there.
All right, then maybe your defense doesn't suck. Again, we're only 3 weeks
in. No, they suck. That was Eli Manning.
We're only 3 weeks in, John. We're only 3 weeks in.
I know. Nothing makes any sense right now.
Oh, by
look at the
by
Falcons. What are the other Falcons?
By the way, it all did come down. Remember in the back in August, we were talking about Randy Gregory, the defensive end, who got busted twice for failed test
right
before the first suspension was even handed down. Right. Remember,
he's out partying, yeah, celebrating that he got through the first one.
He got another 10 games. He's eligible to return in week 15.
What, was he hanging out with Greg Hardy?
Maybe Josh Gordon. I don't know. Anyway, so Odell, now he gets at, you know, okay, so now you were going to talk about him getting into the fight with the net.
Right. He was bitching out on the sidelines.
Right. And dude, that was funny, man. That was funny.
That was funnier than hell, because it's not like it just love-tapped him. It smacked the shit out of him.
I know, and we're talking about the little practice kicking net. If you didn't see the game, the little practice kicking net that every team has, that the field goal kicker warms up, you know, kicking field goals with it. And, yeah.
The net was like, bitch!
There was a little altercation between Odell Beckham Jr. and the net. And
you don't be throwing your helmet into me, motherfucker!
Right. Beckham tried to assault the net, and the net legally defended itself.
Give me your goddamn money, motherfucker! I'm a net!
It was so
Odell
funny,
Beckham,
man.
Got accosted on the sidelines.
Oh, my God. It was so funny. And then, so now the media asked him about that. You know, he wanted to talk to him. He wanted to talk all about the Odell Beckham Jr. rule. Okay.
Well, they should have one on the sidelines. I mean, doesn't he know there are people in the crowd who don't realize he has a mother or a daughter that are going to be impressed by that stuff?
Well, again, he wanted to talk about all that stuff. He wouldn't shut up about that. But now they ask him about the little altercation with the net. All right.
And the Gatorade bucket and everything else.
Yeah, and all of a sudden he can't remember anything.
What happened on the sideline after you had that big drive? You seemed like you had kind of a meltdown there when you went into the kicking net. You just upset about the interception?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Odell, were you in tears after at one point in that game on the sideline?
I don't remember.
How'd you get the scratch on your face?
I don't remember.
Odell, when first touchdown, Norman caught you like in the air. You looked like you faked, like you were getting the ball. And he carried you about five or six steps. Were you surprised the referee did not call a flag on that?
I don't remember.
When you say you don't remember, it's just because there's so much adrenaline going on that if so much happens, it's hard to even.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Is that reporter really that stupid? Every question they asked him, he said, I don't remember. And then the reporter at the end says, is that what happens? You don't remember because of, like, is it because of the adrenaline that's going through your body? And he goes, I don't remember. No, he's going Marshawn Lynch on him.
You know what? I tell you what, if I am the Minnesota Vikings, if I am Zimmer, I say I demand that dude be put in the concussion protocol program right now. Put him in there right now. He obviously took a blow to the head
and can't
remember all the times he got punked on the field.
Well, I don't think it would work. I think it's a funny idea. I love the idea, but it wouldn't work because everybody knows he was full of crap and he just didn't want to talk about that and it pissed him off. And again, he wanted to talk all about the OBJ rule, but the minute they start asking, I mean, the girl, did you hear the female reporter? Did we see you crying? She said.
She was.
I know. And he's
like, I would definitely. Here, dude, if there's one thing that Donald Trump has taught us is it doesn't matter if it's real or anybody fucking knows it's real. As long as you keep saying it's real. Demand that he be put into the concussion protocol program now.
Look, Odell Beckham Jr., you are at a fork in the road of life right now, okay? Because since you came into the league, NFL fans, I mean, the NFL fandom in general is absolutely in love with you. They do. Everybody loves to watch you play. You might already have the greatest touchdown catch in NFL history. Maybe. It's arguable. It's up there.
DeSean Jackson's got one
week. It's top 10. Can we say it's top 10?
Till this week. Okay. DeSean Jackson's going to roast the Browns.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess, is he going to catch 9 of the greatest touchdown catches in NFL history this week?
With one finger each.
Okay.
He's going to use all of them except one of them.
All right, shut up.
Thank you.
Okay, so now you can continue down this stupid road where you don't remember anything and you want to whine and cry and you want to fight with a net on the sideline.
Well.
Or you can become Marvin Harrison and great receivers
shoot
like
people?
You know.
No. be implicated in murders? What?
I guess that wasn't a good example, was it? Well, anyway, how do you want to be remembered, Odell? Because you got the talent. I mean, look, you got all the talent in the world. You got amazing hands. You run amazing routes. You got phenomenal speed. You're tough as nails. Don't turn into this guy. All right. Do not.
I got a couple things to say about this. Number one, he's a giant. He's subhuman. He can't help it. All right. I also think that this bullshit on the sidelines of smashing his helmet and getting hit by a net and yelling and hollering and having the quarterback come over and talk him down and having some people come over and talk to him, it means absolutely nothing. You find me a guy on the sidelines anywhere at any time on any team anytime that hasn't acted like that, and it doesn't exist. This is a passionate sport. So what that he had a little fucking goddamn tantrum on the sidelines? You know the difference between him and Lynn Swann? There's no goddamn cameras on Lynn Swann.
Hey, what he did, that was nothing. But don't become that guy with the media.
Well, see, but the thing is, the media is going to make more out of it than it needs to be. So why not just tell him to fuck off?
Well, that's my point. They're going to turn him into a villain.
Well, let him go ahead, because even though I hate the Giants, I can't let that kind of injustice happen, Tom. He's not a villain. He's a cattle rustler, maybe.
You know why? Because I saw the media do the same thing to a really, really nice guy, Terrell Owens.
Oh! Yeah. Me. Hey, at least Terrell Owens took out his frustrations on your goddamn tight end. At least according to Ed Werder, anyway.
Yeah, come on now. Ed Werder was lying. He's a hack. Remember the guy? That was another thing that happened in 2008. I just heard it a couple shows ago, man, listening to him out there yelling at Ed Werder. Oh, my God. That was fantastic.
So Odell Beckham is Terrell Owens.
No, but he could become
he's
that.
Not.
He could become that.
He's very good, but so far, in terms of ability to dominate a defense, I don't think he's Terrell Owens yet.
Well, no, I don't mean, you know, I don't know he's going to be top five in all receiving statistics. That's a long way off. I'm talking about in the media. You know, the scrutiny that Terrell Owens always got, you know, the attention that Terrell Owens always got, not for good stuff, but for how he acted and how he talked to the media and all of that.
We all know that, except for when he was a Philadelphia Eagle, and then it was all true. Look, that motherfucker parked in Andy Reid's parking space. So fuck him. but you've known me for a long time. I mean, 13 or 14, 15 years. So in all of Terrell Owens' career, I kept telling you, or I would maintain, not just with you, that he was the premier weapon in the NFL, and that was when he was with San Francisco, he was with Philadelphia, and then he was with Dallas.
Yep.
And I don't see Beckham in that line. Not yet.
Well, no. But
he might be the same in terms of being vilified by the media, which would be kind of funny, but I don't know that he would be able to handle it as well as T.O. did by going and doing, you know, sit-ups in his driveway and shit.
That's what I'm talking about. That's why I could see that happening to him, though, if he continues down this path with the media.
He won't be able to handle it nearly as well. The only time I saw T.O. cry was when he was trying to defend Tony Romo for blowing a playoff game.
That's my quarterback.
That is my quarterback. Odell Beckham's like, damn, that net stole me in the jaw.
All right. There's a Giants fan, and this guy is right straight out of New York. There's no doubt about it. And, of course, he was so upset by this game, he had to go on YouTube and make a rant. So here is the angry, do we have a name on this?
I don't remember his name. He's kind of like a YouTube wannabe comedian, but he's really not very funny. And honestly, in listening to this thing, I don't think he's acting.
Well, no, this wasn't him doing his shtick. This was him in response to the game.
You bunch of fucking cock teasers. You can't beat the Redskin.
What?
They suck. You can't beat the Redskins at home. This is a game we should have won. We could have won. We were supposed to win, but you fucking lose to the Redskins. Mind-boggling. Who the fuck is calling these plays? We rushed for 120 yards in basically the first half. How many running plays are called in the second half? Three! Nice. Very good. Nah, put the ball in Eli's hands. That's great. What the fuck? We can't mix in a run play in the last 25 fucking minutes? And that's Eli with the interception to seal the loss. Very good, Eli. Whoa. Keep making those commercials with your fucking brother. Nah.
He's playing today, Peyton. I can't come over for nachos.
Nice. Very good. The fuck were you looking at, Eli? What were you looking at? It was a 3-yard pass right in front of you. Didn't you see the linebacker right in fucking front of you? Mind-boggling. Mind-boggling. Odell, what's with you, Odell? What the fuck is with you, you fucking unstable fucking jerk-off?
Wait a minute.
What?
This dude's calling anybody unstable?
Yeah, Odell.
You're unstable, you stupid jerk-off. Screaming, you're hitting, kicking nets that hit you back in the fucking chin. You're having a fight with a fucking net. Stop it.
He's yelling, and Tommy's hitting, and he's making all sorts of noises, and he's making everything loud and clear, and I'm feeling to myself, he's schmatzing on me here.
You're screaming.
Screaming, and you are hitting. You have problems with your anger.
Mind-boggling.
It's absolutely turning my intelligence into a pancake. You're hitting. What are you doing there?
We should have won. We could have won. We were supposed to win.
Supposed to win? Wait a minute. I talked to my friend Vinny DeShiv. He said we were supposed to win.
You fucking unstable fucking jerk off.
Hang on. We still got another minute of this guy.
You're crying? Look at your hair. Just stop it already. It's an embarrassment.
Look at your hair. Look at your hair. Are you serious?
You are not going out of this house looking like that, young man. You're an embarrassment. I'm a grown man in my 50s having a meltdown because you're yelling and screaming and you're an embarrassment.
You're screaming.
Holy shit.
And the fucking penalties. Holy shit. Are you fucking kidding me? The fucking penalties? Let's go forward, guys, not backwards. It's like a fucking rumba out there, for Christ's sake.
Wait, what's a rumba?
A rumba.
A rumba?
It's not a rumba.
What's
a rumba? Rumba is a dance, but a rumba, I don't know what a rumba is.
Well, I just thought he added the R, you know, because it ended in a vowel. You know, it ended in a vowel. Rumba ends in a vowel, so when he says it, it's rumba. You know what I mean?
He's rumbering out there, Tom. He's supposed to be foxtrotting.
No, I think he meant to say rumba, and it just says
rumba.
He's rumbering.
You know? He's rumbering.
You like the Yankees? You like the fucking Yankees? I got out of that locker room for more aggravation in this fucking locker room. Just like the fucking Yankees.
Wait, he's in the locker room?
I guess maybe he's that guy from the old commercial that used to hide in the fucking laundry.
This is...
Yeah, Tom just remembered. And that was a Giants commercial, too. That's who he was when he was like 20. He was the guy hiding in the Giants lawn.
I was picturing him like the guy who's selling Dr. Pepper at the stadium that invented everything to do with football. You know, I invented the playoffs.
Those are good commercials, yeah. You know, you can get a Halloween costume with that guy.
Really?
You can. You can get a Larry costume. Anyway, he's selling the Dr. Pepper.
You're screaming.
He's inventing college playoffs. Oh, hell.
The Feast of Famines. The Bipolars. Which team will it be today? The Shits in Blue who lose a fucking home game to a shitty team? Or a team that was 2-0. That's the true blue guys that I know.
Those are the guys I know, Tom.
Oh, the
those
shits
are the guys
in blue
that hit the beach, you know.
The shit's in blue.
The shit's in blue with those true blue guys who's dear to my heart.
Oh, my God.
I hit the showers, jerk off, you little fucking girls. I gotta go watch this fucking shit fest now on film. I wish I was fucking blind. Fucking morons.
And now his wife yells, God damn it, Harvey!
He's gotta go watch this shit on film. Like, he's gonna break it down so he can tell him how to do it next week? What the fuck is that?
I gotta tell you what. I gotta find this guy's name because he is a comedian on who I found his other videos to not be very funny, but this is fucking funnier than hell.
The shit's in
blue.
So
I gotta find his name and give him credit.
The shit's in blue. And there's Eli with the interception to seal the loss. Right. Very good, Eli. Which team will it be today? The shits in blue who lose a fucking home game to a shitty team? You're screaming.
This is where I have a problem. The Redskins may be not so great on the record yet, but they're the number one offense in the NFL in terms of yardage passing.
Mind-boggling.
All right, this guy's name is Vic DiBattetto. All right. Sorry, Vic, if I pronounce it wrong, I don't want you to come yelling at me. You're pronouncing, you're enunciating, you didn't get it right. You fucking English mook. Vic DiBattetto is his name.
Oh, that's a New Yorker right there now.
That's some great shit right there.
All right, and then let me do this Adam Schefter clip. John's all excited
okay.
about this
You want
this
me to
one.
Set this up?
Yes.
I'm listening to the radio the other morning, and Adam Schefter does an 8 o'clock call into the Kevin and Cooley show on whatever, the ESPN 980 or whatever it is. And I have to say that because Dan Snyder will sue us if and he owns the station. But Dan, this is Adam Schefter on the radio with Chris Cooley.
The NFC East. Do you think it's much better than people thought it was going to be?
Oh, listen, that's a very simple reason for that, okay? Did we think that Carson Wentz was going to be starting and excelling the way he was? Is? Did we think Dak Prescott was going to be starting and excelling the way he is? And it's a quarterback-driven league, so right then and there, the Giants pour $200 million into free agency, and their defense has gotten...
Did you hear it? Did everybody hear
did.
It? You heard it?
Well, now, Cooley heard it. Let's let it play. You hear Chris Cooley start snickering.
Better and improved. So their defense is better. We know that they got the weapons they do on offense. The Eagles have been transformed by the mere presence of a quarterback and a new defensive coordinator in Jim Schwartz.
There's another one.
Holy shit.
Now Cooley can't not ask about it.
The Cowboys.
Is that somebody?
What is going on?
What's going on there in the background?
Oh, I'm leaning back in a cushion chair.
Good.
No, I'm fine. Yeah. Trust me. Okay? Like here, I can do it on cue, right? Yeah. Let's see. You hear that?
There yeah, okay.
Let's go.
So,
nice. Whatever. I'm sorry, but the one that comes after when he's talking about the Eagles, the second one there, that is a standing up, bent over, pants down fart from Adam Schefter. He was probably discussing the Cowboys' chances against the 49ers this week.
Ow! Are you picking the Niners?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and go with the Niners.
Okay.
Time the Cowboys lose. Time somebody gets on their ass.
Oh.
You Might fucking well. Unstable fucking jerk off.
Ah, that guy is too much, man. That was fucking great. I can't wait to hear his rant after they get the shit kicked out of him by the Vikings.
You bunch of fucking cock teasers.
This is the part I don't understand. This is where his wife gives her the eyebrow up. What? You think Eli Manning is attractive? Only when he makes that face.
All right, John, and the news that everybody's been waiting for.
Oh.
They have announced who will perform at halftime of the Super Bowl.
Rah, rah, ah, 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 Roma, Roma, ma, ga, ga, ooh, la, la, what's your bad romance, ga, rah.
Well, I can inform you right now, Tom, that at halftime of the Super Bowl, I will go to the bathroom and masturbate.
Right.
pretty much.
Not a Lady Gaga fan, John?
I'm not a Lady Gaga fan. Well, it depends on how you want to define fan. I don't like her music because I don't know any of her music because I don't listen to that kind of fucking pre-produced plastic shit. So, I wouldn't know. You know, I wouldn't know. And I know you're in radio, so you hear it regardless. You hear all kinds of shit that I kind of look at you and go, what the? What kind of party were you hanging out at?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know.
But it's your job. You hear things that I wouldn't hear. I personally, I know they can't go getting crazy, you know, but, you know, the Foo Fighters would be pretty cool. You got to put a band out there that's going to rock. But I understand that they're going to do that because a lot of people like it.
Right. Well, yeah, you keep all the girls watching. You know,
it's a show, and yeah. You keep all the guys that are trying to fuck the girls wide. Oh yeah, hey man, I'm really in the lady Google. Yeah.
Oh well, anyway, yep, Lady Gaga.
Yeah, that's about all I got on that.
Well, she
that ain't gonna be Prince, I can tell you that.
No, she, you know, she sang the national anthem in the last Super Bowl, and it was great. Oh, you know.
That's fine, but that's one song that everybody knows the words to and she can't do any of her shit with. And, you know, it's not like I think she's bad at what she does. I just don't give a fuck about what she does. I would rather they put Adam Schefter up there and let him fart for 12 minutes. Let Vic DiBattista warm up the crowd.
Well, the NFL said, quote, Lady Gaga is one of the most electric performers of our generation. And we couldn't be happier with the choice to have her. It's going to be an incredible night.
Oh, an incredible night. Yeah, because it's the Super Bowl. There's a game going on. You're the sideshow. As far as our generation goes, I guess that just shows how far out of that generation I am.
Let's see. Now, The Who, back in 2010, they were the last halftime act to perform completely alone. So I'm guessing that she'll have somebody in there with her.
Well, wait a minute now. In terms of that, for one, they were the generation before me. So they're not going to put any bands from my generation up on there. I don't think that I really like too much. But who was on stage with Prince that was not part of his original band? Or part of his cadre? You know, he launched a lot of people.
Yeah, but wasn't he before 2010?
I have no idea. I didn't know if they put a qualifier on.
No, yeah, because he was
that much attention.
No, he
Mr. Lax.
Well, no, that's why I said The Who in 2010 was the last artist to perform without anybody else. But
oh yeah, wasn't he like 2012?
No, because he was the Colts played the Bears in the Super Bowl when and it rained. Remember?
Oh,
and he played
so
in the rain.
2009. I tell you what, man. As they get along, they just start running together. This is getting to be the old guys podcast.
I think it was 2006.
I don't know. I might as well just play up to it. God damn it, Tom. I don't understand her lingo, and she doesn't wear enough clothing.
All right. Anyway, lastly, about Lady Gaga, she's going
what
to...
What kind of name is that?
She's going to talk about some of her plans for the show, and you can see her do that, John.
I can. How could I possibly go see this girl make her plan?
No, no. You're going to see who she's going to be talking to and where she's going to be doing it. And that would be with Kurt Menefee and Michael Strahan on the Fox pregame show.
God. Kurt Menefee. Everybody, let's get funky. Kurt Menefee in his house.
Oh, good luck. Good luck to Les Miles. I want to get a couple things. Good luck to Les Miles.
Yeah.
You know,
let's go
you'll
to Penn
get a job.
State, Les Miles.
You'll get a job. That was ridiculous. They
Penn
fired
State.
Him.
Penn State.
There you go. That'd be great for him.
Penn State.
Congratulations to Tennessee. They beat Florida for the first time in 12 tries. And I don't know if you saw the Tennessee player take a dive. Did you see that?
I didn't see that, but I heard it was a bad penalty.
Oh,
they
my God.
A penalty on,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well, Florida's Brandon Powell got ejected for throwing a punch, but he never punched the guy.
They gave him the targeting rule or some shit?
No, he swung his hand out at this guy, but his hand was a foot away from the guy, and the guy took a dive like he got punched.
He gave him the old Sonny Corleone.
He fell like he got punched. And they had video. I mean, you could watch it over and over from every different angle. The hand never touched the guy. And you have to, John, you got to go watch it if you've never seen it. You talk about the worst dive in the history of sports.
Can you challenge something like that?
I mean, you know, dude, Greg the Hammer Valentine was a better actor than this guy. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Can you challenge it? Can you say to the ref, look, let's show you the replay. You're going to fucking shit yourself.
I don't think so. Not on a personal foul. I don't think so.
I guess you can't. I guess you can't. And that's kind of ridiculous. You got to have better.
Oh, it was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. Rashawn Golden was the Tennessee player. And
tell you what.
Anyway.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got one last thing I want to add into the show before we close it out. I want to say to J.D. Marinko and all of the guys and the ladies that participated in the U.S. Paralympic team and went down to Rio and participated, thank you very much, and I hope you had a great time, and I'm glad that you did what you did. J.D. sent us a message that said, I guess I got to find it real quick. Hey, man, thank you for everything. I'm going to catch up on the podcast this week, so that means I guess he's late. Jeez, J.D., I just wanted to say thanks for everything. Sharing what you have has helped our sport more than I will ever know. So, there
that's
you
awesome.
Go. We are now going to declare ourselves, Tom, the saviors of the U.S. Paralympic team.
I don't even know what to say, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to say saviors. But we are definitely supporters of the U.S. Paralympic team. And I'm glad to see that a lot of people that were on our site, in specific Mr. Tilliard, were watching the Paralympics and watching things like paralyzed rugby. Holy shit, it's crazy. There's a lot of neat shit. Actually, that's very humbling. I'm glad that he sent us a message like that. I'm glad that we got some people to tune into what he's doing and to be paying attention to what's going on there. And I watched some of it. I'll tell you what, it's just as compelling as any sport for anybody that doesn't realize it. It is sport. You know, if you want to call it any other thing other than sport, it's kind of stupid. It is sport.
We got some people. What people?
These people.
Oh, those people.
These people.
Those people. Okay, yes.
Those people. Yeah, well, you know who you are.
Hey, Giants fan, what do you want to say to Mike Ditka?
You fucking unstable fucking jerk off.
Unstable. Hey, I made a duty this morning.
All right. This has gone on way too long. We will do it again next time.
Later.
Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still, yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
We've created unlimited data plans for your business, because one minute you're the receptionist.
Hello, how can I help?
The logistics manager.
Okay, lift at your end. That's it now, to me.
The new business consultant.
Will do. I'll pop over and give you a quote.
And you've still got to make the tea. Your business doesn't have limits, so why should your data allowance? New unlimited data plans from Vodafone Business. The future is exciting. Ready?
Max download upload speed apply to data. Coverage may vary. Terms at vodafone.co.uk/terms.